just want to touch on some of the kudos of bosses. Now, the Iker sugya bosses, we touched on a lot of it here, but really there's a sugya about bosses in the Perek Noita, which we're going to do the next month. So we'll get all, so we're not going to learn halacha lemaisa on bosses yet, but at least it's out the sugya that you learned, just to point out the points which are significant in the sugya bosses. So when you get to the sugya bosses, you won't be totally amorous. Okay. Okay. So the mita shita lemos. So the more says that Omer Yehuda Marab is also the metatolit. Tosis points out on Mendal and Aleph at the bottom that's also even the Sarkuv of the Sarkuv Makomoi, because Kima Shiyita Lamos Shuv Ein Oisim Menu Shum Tashmish. The Avi Kechatzoitzer is also the Tatala of Yehuda. I feel the Sarkuv of Makomoi. The Rishimin not. So this din of Mita Shiyita Lamos is true like a Yehuda. The Sarkuv of Makomoi, because you're Miyachid, welcome to it. Okay. Toys is a mem dollar base. At the bottom of Tosis says, "Mio mita shiita b'hinich lamos." He can remember the murder of Shimon. To be the kapit alei miyachel lamokim, came in resh kol akelim. Come by them, keeping the kapit alei miyachel lamokim. Pierce Rebbeinu Tam, I call by them. I feel the Shimon. Okay. Now the Marshal says that this piece of Tosis belongs in Memhevad Aleph. The Gemara says Rav holds a Rabbi Yehuda Menichan Nera Gabi Deko. Tosis says, why do you bring this case of Menichan Nera Gabi Deko? I mean, Menei Yubei, we're discussing Rav Shita. Rav's in the Mitashicha Lamos. Tosis said before it's all true according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosis says, no, you could argue that even Rabbi Shimon is masim to the Mitashicha Lamos. So even Rabbi Shimon is moited to that. So Halacha lemaisa, we paskin like Rav Shimon, but mita shita lamos. So what's the status of mita shita lamos? So if it's only true according to Yehuda, so it doesn't have this din of becoming miyuchid from os. And according to the Rebbe Tam, Rav Shimon is going to be invited to it. So the Mechaber in Shin Yud says mita sheshel amos, but has mos. Okay, and had mos ben shmoshes. That's a little bosses. Minus ketzoy, because the pasuk is ketzoy. But I will ain't allow atamos. We gam lohoyel lab ben shmoshes. But to the tata fill yichtel the mos. We nichvel the mudyan. You were miyachin for mos, and you used it for money before Shabbos. But if there's no money on a ben shmoshes, it's not moksa. But some say if you're miyachid the mita for mos A, and you use it for money B, even though you removed it from the money from the mita before Shabbos, so but since you're miyachid for the purpose of mos, it becomes now muksa gomer, even like Rav Shimon Torah B'Shem Rebbeinu Tam, and that's our Rebbeinu Tam over here. Nafkamina, it says if you have a wallet, so the wallet is miyuchad from os, and you use it for money. So even though right now it doesn't have any muksa in it, you emptied out the wallet before Shabbos, so it's not functioning as a basis for the money at the beginning of Shabbos. But since you're miyachad for the purpose of money, so that there are more l'chein also the talta kishamos al pi shoytziamos mimenu b'bayim. So that becomes miyuchad. That's a madrega of muksa. Even Rav Shimon is muted to. And that's what Ramah says. Lamaisa that's going to be a problem. Even there's no money in it at all. So it's not done like a klishim latalis. So it's more to the sar kufa the sar mukar. It's done that it's muksa lagam. The Makarim points out that the Ramah says Mila Sarkuba Sarmakam is Mutter. Makarim says no, that's not true. Makarim, Bergura, etc. Say according to Rabbeinu Tam, it'll be Muksa even also even Sarkuba Sarmakam. So moving an empty wallet, the Sarkuba the Sarmakam, we should have argued it's Klishim not the Lister. It's what functions to hold money. So the, according to this swarm of the Rabbeinu Tam, this be Murcham. So that's that Rabbeinu Tam. It's important Rabbeinu Tam over there at the end of the page, which the Ramah is cautious for. Rashi says, so why is Ner Shalom Techas different? The Shara of Yehuda, the Hasim, that Yehuda's mat, Hasim Rilo Yichta. So Ner Shalom Techas, the reason why it doesn't have this issue, because you weren't miyachid for the purpose dafka for Ner. Right? A Ner Shalom Techas, which you're miyachid for the purpose of using it for Ner, Taka gets this din of that it, even if they don't have the Ner, don't have the Ner on it right now, it becomes this muksa that it's also. Tosis disagrees. Tosis says, that it's made for the purpose of halakha, and it gets a din of yichud automatically because once you use it one time, it's nemesis, and you're not using it for anything else. So when you made it for the purpose of a ner, so that has automatic status of a yichud. Ner shel matechas doesn't have that status because it's roi for it's roi kol shol atash mishachar. Okay, so therefore, a ner shel matechas, which you did not light with on that Shabbos, call ner shel matechas, but taltum chutzin ner shel likur by the Shabbos, right? But if it's lohich likur by the Shabbos, even though it's so, why is that mutter to move? Because it's because it was roy to use for tashra shachar. So applying that to nowadays, most people don't use candlesticks for anything other than halakhas neiros. You're not using your candlesticks as for anything else. So even in a Shabbat which you weren't madlik in it, you should not like klishim latul yisur, which is mutl sarkuv asar makarmai. But according to this, that wouldn't be true, and that would be a problem. Okay.
Would it be different if you were that malikin? Then it's a place for malikin.
If you're malikin, it's a bosses.
So you would
Pasha the candle would be concerned just anyway. But the shah would be even if you have, let's say, like you have, you know, cheap ones. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "El itmar hach itmar." Mina shechita lamo, sinich lamo, sas lataltul. The yichud alone is not enough because the money is not enough. You have to do a mice. Sinich lamo, mutataltul. Lo yichud lamo. So then, yesh lamo, sas lataltul. And lamo, mutataltul. Who shall hold your ben shmoshes? So it wasn't on a ben shmoshes, and still we're saying that asatim mutataltul it when the neighbors are on it. The mo's are on it, so it wasn't miyuchin for money. So you don't have the sword that you're miyachin and you're mabatla from other tashmishim. It wasn't on a ben shmoshes, so there's no dinamigin eskatzoy. But while the money's on it, it's also dimatatul. So Tosfos says, what's going on? Tosfos yeshal amos al karchem miniach arvi. The b'shachach, the more later on in the noitel says, if a person did not intentionally leave it there, so the halacha is it's not a bosis. Now there's another issue that when you're moving it, you're still moving the item, the muksa also. So that's the sugya tiltum in that tzad. That's called an indirect movement. You're moving the non-bosis bottom with the muksa on top. That's tiltum in the tzad, which we didn't do the sugya tiltum in the tzad yet. The halacha tiltum in the tzad is mutter the tzarek davar hamutter, and it's also the tzarek the muksa. So even though it's not direct, so I'm just moving the table with the mukhs on top, and the table's not a basis, the meat is not a basis, but I have a chiyuv of nir. I'm not allowed to be metaltal it with the mukhs on top of it. I have a chiyuv to shake off the mukhs. If shaking off the mukhs will in some way impact my usage of the market, let's say, now I got the mukhs in the spot that I need to use, then I'm allowed to, then I'm not be metaltal the mukhs for the tzarech of the mukhs. I mean, the looks of the tzarech of the heter of the makom, so then I'm allowed to be metal to the looks of tilti minutza. So tilti minutza is mutter, the tzarech of a mutter, it's also the tzarech of the mukhs. Tilti begufa, the Mishnah Berurah, tilti begufa is not called tilti bechlau. It's not even tilti minutza. So it's mutter even the tzarech of mukhs. So if I want to move, like I mentioned, you run and move mukhs up with your feet, so that according to Mishnah Berurah, that'd be mutter. Makan Ram, Mishnah Berurah, that's mutter. But tilti minutza means you're using your hands, you're doing a derech tiltu, because not direct, because you're moving something else, which is moving the muksa. Pashas Mishabura learns if I would take, let's say, a stick, a broom, so that the broom is a kishim latal heter, and I use the broom to move muksa, so that's called tiltu minatza, it's not called direct tiltu. Okay, that's discussion. Because it's okay. So, shochat halach is menayer. And over here, it says Yeshal Mos also the Taltula. Tosha does not want to learn. It's also Taltula because you have a chiv of near. It means Batsim is also the Taltula. So it's a basis. So how's it a basis? Shachar doesn't come a basis. So the case has to be that he put it there intentionally. He was maniach. Now the Shal Tosha says a house shaita should be maniach on Shabbos. So the Tosha was the case was that a goy put it on. Shaniach Nachri Otinuk Ladas Yisrael. So the Nachri put it on, or the child put it on the Das Yisrael. Now, can I make a basis against somebody's will? That's assumption of Mishnah that I can't. Cannot make a basis against somebody's will. It's actually the Mechukas Mishnah. Tosha is assuming that I cannot make a basis against somebody's will. So the case has to be that the Yisrael wanted the Goy to do that, or he wanted the Tinnik to do that. Now, in a case where the person did not do it al Das, the owner did not ask him, but there's a Mestama Nichalei Suara, that Pasha is also Mechafe in the buses. Now Tosha says, okay, so you see from this Tosha's Agav that a Shaykh Muksa Bemsa Shabbos. Buses Bemsa Shabbos. So it wasn't a bus at the beginning of Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, we're putting this item on the spot because we want it to be there. We need we want to put the money on the mita to use, not you can promote. Right now we want the mita to be used for that. And that's a bus of Bemsa Shabbos. And Tosha says that's called a busis. The Balamor later on, in the last parent, the Balamor says there's no din of busis Bemsa Shabbos. It doesn't count become busis Bemsa Shabbos. Okay. Now, Tosis says, Achidish Viter says, well, Lachar, you have a raya to vein muksa lechatzis Shabbos. Because we're saying that when the money's not on it, it's mutter. Which means even though there was money on it at one point in time, but when the money's removed, it doesn't remain muksa. Yeshama, the Ikalubka, because going to Nicham, the Das Yisrael, can they see him after Shah? It was put there with intention to remove. And that's government of the Adam, which everybody agrees doesn't chop a muksa, which continues. And then Tosha says, that's a given, there's talking about Achila, we're talking about Tiltil, etc. Okay, so Tosha says, I have a case where the goy put it on the mita, it's not a Michim Yuchel Mos, and the Mos was not on the Benish Moshes. The goy put it on the mita of Amsa Shabbos, Aldas that he should take it off later on Shabbos. But Tosha says it still blives the buses for that period of time. That the Rishonim argue, the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Perek Noitel argue on Tosha and say that's not true. And even if you say the Shatik won't bust the Emtzah Shabbos, but someone just put there, Al Das to remove it on Shabbos, never becomes a bust to start with. So it's Muktzah on an item. So now you have the din of Nir. But, you know, with the rules of Nir, but it's not a bust at all. Sorry? No, that's the next step. Now, so Tarsus' case was that he put it there. Point. That's one point. Next point. Tarsus, he put it there. Well, that's to remove it. The more stressing that it wasn't there, Benishmoshes. Means had it been there, Benishmoshes. This same parallel case, the locker was it would have been a bus. It's the whole Shabbos. Right? Making sense? Right? He's saying in the case we put it there at Milo Shabbos to take it off the Milo Shabbos later on Shabbos, so it's a bus in that period of time, it's not a bus afterwards. But had it been there in a Shemoshes, he had done this in a Shemoshes, he put it there before, and it's there in a Shemoshes, Bidas, Biminiyach, with that to remove it on Shabbos, it remains a bus the rest of Shabbos. So this is the Bukhaks Mishayna. And Tyson is clearly weighing in over here that it becomes a bus. So there's a sheet of the there's a sheet that says that the Sefer HaTrumas, the Ramah brings in Shinyud, that even if you put it there B'tchilas HaShabbos and it's there B'nishmoshes, if you plan to remove it on Shabbos, it doesn't come a bosses. It's only a bosses if you're Meniach Al Das, it should be there for the whole 24 hours. That's what gets the shame bosses on Shabbos. So take this item which B'tchil is not Muksa and be Mavatal, it's din of Tiltal, because it becomes Tufel to the other item. It's only if you plan to be there the whole 24 hours. Okay, 3 cents. Now, so to be short, the Rashba asked on that for the Mor Memzayim, by the case of the Shalhevis. The Shalhevis, it's busted the Shalhevis, you know the Shalhevis is going to go out. So you know the Shalhevis is going to go out, so you know it's not there, it's not the Alba to be there the whole 24 hours. So why is that a bus, according to them? So the Rashba says, because that aloch is only because you would have some way to remove it. But since it's a period of time which you can't do anything to it, you're forced to leave it as is because of the issur of kibui, etc. So that lacks the government of the autumn type of a swara that it's mivato the shame muksa the shame the din of bosses. It's the male. It's not mivato the din of bosses. Over there, it is the din of bosses. The Bir Halacha in Reish Ayin Tes, he brings the Sefer HaTrumah which is brought in Shittes Sif Dalet Meniach Adam Piachavis, right, I'm sorry, Shittes, right? So he says, so what's Taka Nesvara? Over here, he never plans to remove the Nair from the menorah, Atyachave. So Mela becomes a bosses to the Nair, but kills the Shabbos. And Mela means Gatsor. That's the Tosha Shabbos. Prima Godim says that over here, you Badafka want, over there, because you could be Menar Ben Hashmoshes. Mashain over here, Lashayas, and Lotzarch, Lebelela, not because the Isser of Tiltum, but I want it there to use. The Chazanish says, Lachar would say, he says even more posture. He says that the nature of a Nair is this is its function. By the case of the Avon al-Piachavis, right, that wasn't the primary, I mean, you could decide to do that, but it wasn't a primary function. So over here, because I'm using it for its primary function, see if I plan to remove it within somewhere in the 24 hour period, you cannot say it's not a bosses while it's there. That's what the Chazanish argues. it's Armin Lekach, so that's so it's a different story. Okay, 1 second. Okay, I need to make a phone call. So we're going to stop here. I want to talk about the sugya of Mukhani. There's a lot of discussion on this Mukhani. You have two items. They become one. The Mukhs is on one. How does it affect the other one? One issue. And in a scenario of Nishmatis, and a scenario of not Nishmatis, how they impact. And that's the gaya. You have Mukhs in your pocket. How it affects the rest of your garment, etc. So I have to talk about that, but I'm sorry. I have